This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Welcome to the inaugural Latin to Latin Connection segment of the South Florida Community Roundup with our first guest, Andres Manjarres, president of the Hispanic Heritage Chamber of Broward County. Welcome, Andres.
Thank you. Thank you, Mandy. Very good. Very good.
Happy
Super
New Year.
Happy to be here. Thank you. Same to you.
Excellent. You had a good holiday?
It was fantastic. It was great. I took some time to recharge, spend it with family. The kids loved it. It was great.
Wonderful. So, Andres, give us a little bit of a background about yourself and also about the new chamber and your role within the chamber.
Sure.
So our audience will learn about it more.
Absolutely. So it is a beautiful project. It started in 2017, and great leaders like Margaret DeMont Sanchez, Milene Spino, which actually still our chair, Mario Sacedo, they saw a gap in our community. And, you know, even to this point where we've been functioning, we can continue to see that there was absolutely a need. When you think about the counties, Miami-Dade, the Tri-County area, Palm Beach, they've been taken care of from a Hispanic focus standpoint, and they've been served through a chamber. But Broward County was the exception. And Broward County has a huge population of Hispanic and Latino citizens. And we want to make sure that we're delivering. We want to make sure that we're there for them. And they were right. So they initiated the chamber, and then through COVID, we all know what happened. No more gatherings. We at some point we didn't know what was going to happen, and they kind of lay low for a little bit, and then it was picked up back by John Moreno Escobar, which was a fantastic, continues to be a great leader, and did so much for our community, and expose this chamber to the community as a whole. And now I have the special task to continue that mission, to continue to grow it, continue to expose it to more individuals, more eyeballs, more people, more municipalities, more cities, more business owners. And we're excited about the work that we're doing.
Well, it's been fantastic. My own experience, too, since I became one of the founding members about a year, it's going to be 2 years already. But let's go back to a couple of things that you mentioned before when you talk about the gap. And also, I want to mention for the purpose of the audience that the people that you mentioned, like Margaret Sanchez and also Milene Espino, they're leaders within the Broward County. And I want to make sure that we understand that the Hispanic Heritage Chamber, it is a chamber for and within the Broward County, correct, Andres?
Yes.
And tell us a little more about that gap. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, we are very intentional to stay within our county limits. We truly believe there's enough opportunities for us to do great work within our county. We love collaborating, and we've been able to partner with different chambers and with different organizations throughout the Tri-County area. Hayes is a great example of that. They work in Palm Beach, but they come down and we go up to collaborate.
Just a second. Hayes stands for Hispanic Entrepreneur Initiative.
That's right.
And it's been also put together by two beautiful leaders of our community, Marisol Gonzalez and also Yulimar.
Fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. So that you see, we can see that collaboration is a very collaborative dynamics that we're seeing. And why is that? I think that that's really what, at least from my perspective, had caught my attention. Tell me about what you think that's happening.
Well, I think, and I may be personally biased here because I think union, it's really the way to go. I mean, when you think about individual performance, there are certain limits that you can achieve. But when you think about a community, when you think about heritage, regardless of where you're from, Colombia, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, it doesn't matter. I mean, we really have the same foundations in a lot of ways. And we can achieve more together, right? When we think about coming into the US, we're trying to make this American dream a reality. We have that same thing in common, right? So unionizing, rallying up together, it's really the way to go, in my opinion. And that's why I say, why not utilize the forces that other people, other leaders have already created the path? You, for example, Arminda, are a fantastic a testament to that. I mean, we see the path that you created for so many of us, right? So, why not be thankful and continue to leverage the resources?
Well, thank you. I personally very committed to lifting, our community, and that's part of fun. I thank you for your kind words. But let's talk about the gap because there are other chambers, and at the end of the day, we're here to forge different relationships within the Broward County, which is probably the most diverse county in the entire state of Florida. So we do business with all sort of people, not only Hispanics. But why did we have, did you see the need for the chamber to be unique and to have a presence in Broward? What was the main reason that we needed to you need to be formed?
Yes, I'm a numbers guy, so I'll go back to my numbers.
I love numbers.
27% of businesses in the county area are Hispanic owned, Hispanic and Latino owned. So when you think about that number, you're talking about 8,000 plus business owners because this is 2017
That's
data.
right.
And then we really have to stop and think about, okay, what are those 18 I'm sorry, 8,000 business owners mean, right? And then you look at the numbers deeper, and then you realize that 53,000 people are employed because those 8,000 business owners. Now, when we go back to look at those business owners and even interacting on a one-on-one basis, you realize that they're really seeking for something special. And yes, that's still true, the fact that they're seeking to continue to increment their revenue, increment their business acumen, create resources for them and their employees, their community, but they want to belong and they want to be part of
That's a good word.
something,
I like
right?
that.
And as I meet with more and more of my members and our members, I realize that this word, it's not my word. I'm repeating what I'm gathering from a feedback standpoint. And they tell me, Andres, you know what? I've shopped around, if you want to use the term,
Yeah,
in
sure.
so many ways, a chamber that fits my needs, fits what I believe, feel how I feel. And I haven't found the one until now. And I'm sure there are great chambers doing great work out there. I mean, nameless, right? We have so
Right.
many. But at the end of the day, each of us are finding our unique way of belonging and fitting and feeling part of the community. And surely they find, because of our roots, although we have American business owners that are part of our chamber, which
That's a
was.
great, by the way, thank you. Sorry for interrupting you for a second, but I think that's a great point. This is not just a Hispanic chamber. We are welcoming of anybody that wants to engage with Latinos that happen to own businesses, right? So you have
Oh, absolutely.
other non-Hispanics as part of the chamber.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll give you an example, a personal example in my practice. I'm a financial advisor, instead of being the president of the chamber. And my partner is American.
There you
And
go.
other if I wouldn't be part of our practice, then we wouldn't have any Spanish-speaking clients, because how do we serve them, right? So I serve a very specific purpose and a very useful purpose for our industry to meet what our clients need. The same thing happens here, right? Our members, our business owners are seeking for something special, for something that still feels like home, but also understands the system here. And you think about
the American way.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you think about those American members that we love and that they continue to embrace our community and we embrace theirs, I mean, it's really what we think about collaboration to the max. Because ultimately, when you look at the numbers and the amount of growth that we have projected for our community, you'd be foolish to be a business owner that doesn't want to tap into our Hispanic, Latin, and Latino market, right? So most businesses want to do business with us. And I come back to the same theory. If you don't speak our language, or maybe you don't look like us, or maybe you don't behave like us, or maybe you don't have the same beliefs that I do, maybe I'm going to be a little hesitant, right? So we want to really also, I always lay out this second goal as a chamber, is not only be the home for all of these members that are trying to find a home, but also become a bridge between all of these communities that want to be part of our community, not only to integrate business relationships, but also to continue to excel themselves and to find common grounds to continue to do business together. So, I mean, there's so many great reasons why we should be doing this.
So, Andres, let's talk about something that had happened to me many times, and I think is the misconception that because you're a Latin owner, you're only selling products or services to people outside of Broward, meaning that you're selling back to Latin America or the Caribbean where you came from. And that is not the case. All the businesses, especially the new members that have joined, are businesses doing business with other people in Broward. They're 95% of the time is all, you know, an exchange of services and products right in Broward. Can you give us a profile of who are members and what are the key sectors that are represented in the chamber?
Yes, that's a great question and great experience coming from you. And you're right. When you think about the members that we have, you really are finding a lot of startups, and you have a good balance between startups and seasoned businesses that are seeking for either establishing in operation a new product or a new service that they're selling. And obviously, when we talked about the 27% of business owners, of Hispanic business owners, but how about the rest? The biggest market share is still American. Still, you know, we still want to tap into that. And we have all those business owners wanting to get some feedback, wanting to be integrated to that. Because let's face it, we want to be seen as a true potential candidate to earn your business regardless of where you're coming from, right? So absolutely, you're right. I mean, our biggest opportunity within the county is to do business within the county. And that's why two things come to mind, and is the partnership that we have with Broward County. Maribel,
let's
Feliciano,
talk about that.
Sandy,
oh my God, isn't she amazing? They're an amazing team.
They are so great, and when you think about their genuine attempt to reach out to our community, I mean, what are leaders? They're so great in what they do, and I was just sharing with one of my members this story. We have this pest control service company. And when we met them, they had something good going, but they needed more. And I think they needed more resources. And one of the testaments that we have is having Broward County on our side, sharing all these resources and the things that they're doing, and then being able to connect them with them. Now we're talking about this pest control company now being certified with the county, bidding for contracts.
Wonderful. Oh,
are
God.
Many zeros behind that they're perhaps not even necessarily used to it, which is great. A new experience, a new environment, a new way of doing business with a county. it's such a wonderful way to impact the business. And that's a true story. I mean, they come to my house to take care of stuff all the time. So, you know, it makes me proud. It makes me happy.
That is an excellent point, because one of the things that I learned later on, even as a business that I've been in accounting for 18 years, was the certification to become a small business certified by the county to do business with the county. And let's talk about the numbers, because this is staggering. You know, we're talking about the county has over $2 billion with a B of procurement dollars of buying anything from pest control all the way to pencils and services of all kinds. And I think Maribel Feliciana has done an excellent job, and we will have her, of course, here in this show with the Latin to Latin connection very soon, but to talk about the certification process, because many of us do not know about it. And I think that you working very closely with the counties, allowing the small entrepreneurs like the one that you mentioned to really understand the process, to understand what to do. And what I like about even more so, Andres, was that fact that the sessions that they do were for the first time done in Spanish. Yep. Not that we're not bilingual. It's just that it was a better way to communicate certain technical concepts in the language, in the native language, that allowed that small entrepreneur to understand the do's and don'ts. Can you say something more about that?
Yes, absolutely. When we face all these questions as an organization, we had to also go back to, okay, do we do Spanish? Do we do English? We're Hispanic. But we still stand true on the fact that we're in the U.S. This is, you know, we need to do business in English, but also we bring resources to our members in Spanish. So last year we had Progresando, which is the first time that anyone did a full event in Spanish, where we brought Broward County, we brought Hay, and we brought marketing resources to these business owners. But to your point, all of these resources now being delivered in Spanish, where now they're better understood, now they're better comprehended, now they're better shared, because we oftentimes think about, okay, if I come to the country and now become a U.S. resident, and what kind of resources do I? Well, here it is. Get educated, get resourced about the many things you could do, and make your dream come true, because ultimately we can do. I mean, look at you. Look at all the many examples that we have in our community. And I really think that as Hispanics, we really need to believe it, that we can make anything that we want possible. It's within our limits. And I think organizations like the Chamber of Commerce, the Hispanic Heritage Chamber of Commerce, creating more of a path for all of these things to be true 10 years down the line, 20, 30, 50, 100. It gets me excited.
I'm excited too. And you know, I've been in Broward County for the past 18 years, and I came from New York. I'm originally from Puerto Rico, but the business that I was conducting was both in New York and here. And I see such a difference of the way people are so welcoming to Broward. We like with connections, we like to really engage. And I think that for the most part, those relationships are very authentic, and people actually, I've seen it even in the chat that we have with the chamber, that everybody's, you know, helping each other or supporting each other. And I haven't seen something like that in a while. So it's very helpful, but at the same time, exhilarating to see that dynamic interaction sort of happening. Because of time, let's focus a little bit about what's happening in 2025. What is your vision? I know that you took over John Moreno's roles, and I want to do a shout out for him. He did an excellent job. To your point, this concept came from other great leaders in our community, but he came in after COVID and put it out there. And personally, I work with him going and knocking on doors to city mayors and to other dignitaries in our Broward County to let them know that we're here. You and I, we met with the current mayor of Lauderdale, yeah. Trentalis, who is a great friend of the chamber and of our businesses.
And tell our me community.
What do you, And our community, absolutely. He's an amazing champion. So tell me what's two or three things that you're going to focus or what the membership wants to focus in 2025. And then we come to wrap it up. And then, just to be honest with you, to thank you for all that energy and you stepping in and doing all kinds of stuff within a short period of time. And you have done a great job, Andres. So thank you for
Thank
that.
you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. This is where I wear my crystal ball hat, and
Yes,
I think about
please.
2025 and some of the things that I see. Certainly, something that towards the end of the year wasn't maybe on top of mind as much, but inflation. Now it kind of went back up to my number one, and I'm really watching where that's heading. And I think that when you think about the business owners, Hispanic or not, you want to be really tapping and really understanding where this is heading, because essentially these are either costs that you're going to be transferring over to your clients, and these are costs that you're taking in, and if you are, what kind of strategies are you going to implement for you to be continue to be profitable? I'm really feeling for those starting a new business, right? Because they're certainly encountering those challenges, right? Products are more expensive. You probably have off the table using credit to start a business because due to inflation, now we have higher interest rates, maybe interest rates for longer. And that'll be my number two. Interest rates, because of the inflation, maybe out of control situation, we can have interest rates for longer. So I would caution all the business owners out there to really go back and revise revolving credit, any kind of credit that they may have, because we're talking about 30% interest rates. That could be even your margin. So
Absolutely.
talking about business ownership during these times, it's really about having an intentional way of designing your products, designing your services, and going out there and make it happen. Just really outreach for the community, be part of organizations, reach out to the chamber, see how we can help. And then I think about,
Sergio, that's a good thing about the chamber. I also see a lot of lunch and learns that you guys do that tackles this type of topic because inflation is a very complex topic that you're mentioning, and I think we would need another session for
Oh,
just
yes.
explaining what it does and what this new administration is how it's going to tackle if the eggs are going to go down on price or what, right? So, but I want you. I know that when you and I we were preparing for this session, you mentioned about AI, and I know I'm a big proponent of AI in everything. My business has really embraced AI in everything we do, and it's so necessary. But at the same time, the human touch of it is necessary. So, give me your 2 seconds on AI, and then we're going to go into wrapping up the conversation. But I want people to hear your take on that.
Yes, and for anybody out there, AI, artificial intelligence, I'm a huge proponent of the tool as well. I'm a huge fan, and I think when I tackled, we had a lunch and learn about this. We brought an expert talk about AI, and I really concluded to you either could be one of the twos. You either are going to be a fanatic, and you're going to learn the tool, really make an effort to implement it and to get better at it, or you're going to completely hate it, and even worse, be fearful for it. And what I mean by it is that I hear a lot of people saying, oh, this is going to replace us, this is going to do this, it's going to do that. I'm more of an optimistic on this side, and I want to believe that this is the tool that is going to maximize our time,
That's right.
maximize our opportunities to
I
do the
agree.
things that we love, which is build our businesses, create more meaningful connections, and let those mundane tasks be taken care of by AI, and really focus on what's important. I'm a huge optimistic on the tool, and I encourage everyone out there to go out and learn it, because here's what's true.
Exactly.
If you're not gonna learn it, if you're not gonna implement it in your business, you may become obsolete.
Right. You then get
So,
replaced.
yeah.
And what we need is people that know how to use it so that they will manipulate the tools accordingly. I actually thank you for your time, Andres, and I want to, if you want to mention how to reach out to you or to anyone in the chamber, what should be the email that they should be reaching out, and how can they also follow on the social media channels, etc. Very quickly, can you give us
absolutely
those,
and I'll give 2 seconds first to you. What a great leader, Armenda. Thank you for what you're making happen for the community. Thank you for this opportunity, for your career as a whole. My hat is off to you for the amazing accomplishments that you've, I mean, so proud of you. And then I'll go into the chamber. Listen, we're here with open arms, formalities aside. Just send me an email. Our chamber email is hola@myhhcc.com. Look me up through LinkedIn, Andres, Andres, and last name Manjarres, Manjarres. I'm sure if you can send Mindy an email, she'll go ahead and reach out and she'll connect us. But one last thing before we go is, there are people that are very intentional about helping the community. You're not alone. Whatever stage of your business that you're in, there are people thinking about you. They just don't know you exist. So you need to be brave and reach out to anybody that will listen. And that will be me. That will be Armenda. So let us know what's happening. So we can see how we can help. And that's it. Thank you for the time and the opportunity.
Absolutely, Andres. I'm so honored that you were my first guest at the first podcast radio. We talked about something that I'm very passionate about. Thank you for your kind words about my work. I'm very delighted to starting this new podcast that is going to give us a voice in the community. One thing you mentioned about the number of Hispanic-owned businesses, but, you know, they're almost, almost 30% of the population of Broward County. So we're close to 600,000 Latinos just living in Broward County alone. And to wrap things up, Latin to Latin Connections is here to bring the voice to Latino entrepreneurs, business people, and civic leaders to share insights about the vibrant and growing Latino community in South Florida, in particular Broward County. For those interested in reaching out, you can contact us at info@l2lmarketing.com, and that is the number 2 digit, or to call us at 954-376-400, or visit our website, l2lmarketing.com. Let us know about any topics you're interested in listening. Next guest is going to be a non-for-profit. We're also open to non-for-profit organizations in Broward County. And we will be talking about free expert tax preparation services for individuals or families so that they can maximize their refunds and file accurately on time. So stay tuned and hasta la próxima.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese. That's spelled DAVIPNREECE at email.com. See you next time. And I've been taking care of business every day.
Taking care of business everywhere. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.